stuff we see.
Sounds just be out there.
I've only been on about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I'm on 15 minutes.
Let me see if I can make my gum. In the trash can. All good. Just an inch off. Okay. That's right.
Well, I'm not going to pick it up. Yeah.
All right, so there was this thing on the Aqua Hunters, the Hawaiian guys put up a worldwide ranking system, right?
This kind of like Facebook. Well, I think they're just bringing up the idea.
In kind of sports, you know, how all sports have that and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so a pound for pound worldwide type of thing. And man, that's tough. Worldwide, it would be. That's what my response to that one when I posted it was like, yeah, to do that right, it would be cool. To do it right, it would be a great ordeal. Somebody would have to do an incredible amount of research. Worldwide. But
that's hard though, because every place you go is going to be. I mean, the people like Forrest. I always, you know, related to Forrest because it's in his neighborhood. Dude knows everything, and for that reason, he catches an amazing amount of fish. Quality, like trophy fish, and like that doesn't mean he doesn't know other stuff, but like where you come from makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that would definitely be in the criteria.
Yeah,
what
it's gotta be.
Are you, you know, the best at what you do in your area, type of thing? So that would be kind of, I guess, you know,
it would have to be like a bracket system.
Because if you know, you live in Hawaii, you live in South Africa, and you live anywhere where you can get
those guys pelagics. In the Mediterranean are paddling out catching pelagics too.
Somebody in Spanish, so I can't understand where the hell it's from. And it's a cool video. He's trolling along, and bam, he hits something. It's like this kind of deep water, because when the thing comes up, bladder's all sticking out. But it's kind of like this like sheep's heady talk looking thing, and it's Mediterranean. It's decent, 15, 20 pound fish.
Nice.
And it was like Spain. And then of course, there I go an hour of what's the charts like? What kind of deep water is that? I'm like searching the charts and looking at it.
Right.
And that, France. Northern France, this guy over there that shows up for Northern France is just really crazy places. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of big fish there, but he catches a lot of cool fish, and the scenery is amazing there.
Right.
But
I mean, how do you rank something?
How do you determine what's the most badass?
Because
huge.
As far as the most badass, those guys in Hawaii paddle out of an they have the world. I mean,
unassisted. It's all them.
Yeah. Those guys could hook a 1,000-pound blue marlin right there.
Yeah,
totally possible.
Yeah.
the guys that paddle out in Florida are not going to catch something like that. I mean, the sailfish water is not going to hold a 1,000-pound blue marlin, but these guys are fishing like in the land of giants, and they're catching them.
Same with the South African guys.
Australia. Yeah, those guys. Yeah, those,
some of those surf launches that. Jesus.
But at least in Hawaii, I think they have channels that can come out. So yeah,
In South Africa, they did. I saw some surf launches. And I was just like, good God, there's no way.
That's why they have those certain boats. Those boats are starting to come out in the U.S. Did you see that?
I was curious.
No. Yeah, there's a company here that's making those boats, or at least they're bringing them over here or something like that. I remember somebody posted up about it.
I was curious about that.
Yeah, because they're that cross between a speed kayak type of thing and fully fishing boat. They kind of
have the hatch in the center.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
I
mean, put fish right in and all that stuff. But so it would be, or it would have to be like, you have to go criteria. I almost kind of thought about an idea, brainstorming, you know, just not thinking about it. weight classes almost, like how weight classes are. Say you target 20 inch fish. Are you like the best at targeting 20-inch fish in your area for what you do and then you have that goes into this play.
Right,
this
because I like, out. Yeah.
I basically target 50-inch fish. That's my range. 40-50s is my expertise kind of thing.
Right.
So that was, and then you have the
bass world is a whole other thing though. I mean, that's a,
yeah, it was
literally
have,
a whole
yeah,
other world.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's huge for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome idea, especially when you're coming off of the kayak angler award thing.
Yeah,
right.
Which was a popular. It's well known now. It's a popularity contest. It's get your friends and your mom the vote and all that stuff.
Exactly.
But the backlash from that showed that the fishing community, the fishing sport, kind of wants something.
Yeah, they want to see like the best. Who is the man?
And granted, this is not this sport, which is unique about it. It's not a competitive sport. It's not. It's
a personal.
It doesn't go on competition. You're not the best. You're not the highest pro because you're competition wise. I mean, yes, it helps. But more places have more competitions. You see the Texas guys? They have a competition like every week.
Really?
Yeah, they have like, and they're entering. Yeah, they have either a boat competition or a kayak competition every week. You look at the T-Motion Kayak in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Every month, bam! Here's the tournaments we won. I mean, but we don't have anything close to that here on the East Coast.
No. You know?
And they tried for a while, but it just didn't work with the three.
Not at that level.
Yeah. But so this sport is unusual and unique that it's not a competitive sport in that sense. It's still growing, I guess. And that was also Boogie D when I went to Hawaii in 2008 and met him, he was talking about this. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about a world competition. You know, where the best
like the Hobie world.
Right. But not just Hobie.
Right. You know, these guys take
the best from Florida, the best from Virginia, representatives from here.
Right.
And boom.
Right. They want to see a world champion.
To Hawaii, and they go over here, and they come to here. Right. You know, they come fish our areas. And each of the representatives, you have to fish each of the areas.
Yeah.
So it's an even space. And at the same time, I mean, who says one of us who hasn't had an experience in this fish can go out there and catch it because we're just good fishermen.
Right.
It's not going to take much long for us to quickly adjust to stuff. And that what makes a good competition pro with the different stuff thrown in.
That's where I was trying to go with Forrest. It's not that he wouldn't know what to do if he went somewhere else because you can transfer a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, his inshore knowledge is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you go to his neighborhood, you're not going to even.
Oh, no.
Yep.
It's not a fair fight.
No.
So that was who knows, maybe we're just a couple years out of maybe the sponsors having enough money to throw stuff like that.
That
you know,
amazing.
So who knows? But that Boogie was talking about that a long time ago. He was talking about that's what we want. Because, and I think that's what kind of Isaac is putting up too, because that's really a way you meet everybody. This is
Extreme Kayak Challenge.
Yeah.
That Extreme Kayak Challenge.
Oh, I know.
Down in Miami.
Is that the native
That's the Paddle Out Sailfish Smackdown.
Oh.
The Sailfish Tournament.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, a catch and release sailfish tournament from kayaks. Wow. These guys are going to have mother boats out there selling bait. Selling live bait. This thing is set up to see who can catch the most sailfish.
Right.
They're not making you, you know what I mean? You don't have to struggle with bait. It's not a struggle. I mean, you get your bait.
That's cool as long as that everybody has
the same
advantage. Boom, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the tournament in the Everglades right now. You see that?
No.
This is an interesting tournament too, and I would love to do it. They have checkpoints. So you got to paddle.
It's by native.
Okay. Yeah. Native. Yeah. You got to paddle. Yeah. I thought that's what he was talking about. But yeah. You got to paddle. You start. You have a coin, and you got to paddle, and you got to catch fish between this next point. You got to be here by a certain time. So you got to deal with current navigation, all that stuff.
It's pretty big, actually. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I would love to do that. No, it's one day thing.
One day. Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm talking about just do it for like a week straight.
Right.
At least 3 days. You know, and do it in the summertime in Everglades. You want to see
it? Oh
my
God.
Everybody goes camping in the Everglades in the middle of winter.
Get
in the summertime.
Wow.
It's really what might drive you crazy. Your mental stability might come into play. And the Everglades in the summertime.
Oh my God. I can't imagine that.
But yeah, I think it's an interesting topic. And it's cool they brought it up. It should be such a hard thing. It would be just somebody's full-time job almost.
Right.
River people. I mean, that's a whole other thing too.
All
I mean,
that whatever going to play. They're talking about the bit, you know, the top
the best fisherman
in the world. Yeah, out of the kayak in the world.
So much involved with that.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You can't play who can get the most hits on YouTube.
No.
Because all you have to do is try and get eaten by a shark like I You try and get eaten by a shark,
awesome.
Man.
That was awesome. And it's such, you know, it's such a, you know, always have cameras rolling, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's an insane video.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, nothing comes close to that, but my red jumping video, which is going to, nobody's seen that. You guys
people
have seen it, but nobody's
that.
Seen it. Nobody, when this red DVD comes out in years from now, it'll be on that. But yeah, that's something,
that's a
45 moment. Plus inch red free jumping. What was cool with my little reds I had jumping in the creek. And you see, no, the video, the runner reds. I had them jumping. Whoa, I slowed mode it right
slow
now.
Yeah,
look at
it.
Like a trout, like a river trout. Jumping, boom, boom.
Stupid things all over the place.
And I knew.
So many people ask me about where you're catching those.
Yeah, I know. It's the Eastern Shore. Eastern Shore. Yeah. But, you know, it's not one spot either because my buddy who's way north, and he says there's plenty up there too.
Oh, yeah.
He says they're the same thing. He says, up in my way too.
Where it's warm during the day.
Yeah, I mean, all those periwinkles are still out. You know, well, they were. I don't know. It's probably now.
Right.
He probably recovered now. There's probably reds that have been back in the creek up north, and Buzzy's still working their way down.
50 degrees tomorrow, 45.
And it's going to be 20 again. No, it's going to be 30. It's not going to get that cold again. Yeah.
Man, all we need is the big 11.
God. What were we talking about?
Degrees.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Weeks ago.
Was it really?
Oh,
ago.
Yeah, it didn't even get over, like,
it was like 11 degrees one day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. That's not normal for Virginia.
No, it's not.
That's a little unusual for Virginia. That's Arctic. That's Minnesota and stuff.
Minnesota.
So, yeah, so you're not going to travel that much this year. You're not going to be putting that much into it.
I say that. I don't know.
But I know reds. I know I want you to come and at least fish me
for
reds.
No, yeah, definitely do that. I mean, I want my sheep.
Cobia is something I want to target more this year too. Yeah,
that'll be fun.
I want to do more ocean stuff.
Come with us.
I'm still on my red addiction.
We're gonna see him doing the same thing.
Yeah,
we're gonna see him trying to catch them.
Yeah.
I had a bad spring red drum season last year. It was. Joe did it, dude. That was nuts.
Oh, here you are.
Joe went off the same way Mike went off. The first time Mike had ever caught him.
But Mike has been out there with us. He's been right next to us.
Shoals, everything.
Yeah, it's like the five in a day thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he caught five?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mike comes out and finally gets it. Bam.
Yeah, we come across a school of them, and he's the one. Just the whole time.
Yeah. And this was a scattered school too. It was. They were coming through wide.
They were on an edge, and then eventually they were just on an edge.
Yeah.
You could get your line and get your line in that edge, man. They were
the same day.
Lined up along there.
Good day that day too. That was the same day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damien caught us.
That was the day Damien caught the big striper in the morning. Yeah.
Yep. He caught a big striper in the morning, and
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Man, he got two.
Yeah.
Two in one day.
Yeah.
Rick rolled out just in time to get blown off the water by wind.
Yeah. You got pictures. Really? He has big cameras.
To get those good pictures of me landing that one that I like.
Now, which one? The one where you're kind of back like this?
Yeah.
That's mine. I shot that
you
one.
You guys were next to each other.
Oh, yeah. I shot that one, the one
that
got next to
there was,
mine.
Because
the tall one.
Because he got the end of that one, and then he got me fighting and landing the one I was trolling.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it for him.
Yeah. It was blowing.
So I still want to go this year. At least, several times. I'm bringing that flare up again, though. I want that. Somebody raised the record for it.
But somebody beat it?
Yeah.
From here?
No, it was like in Georgia or something like that. But it wasn't by much. It was like, I think he needed a 36.
Pounder?
Yeah. And I think he beat it by a couple pounds.
It was in the 40. Yeah, 36 in spring is going to be. See, it's also later spring as they start feeding up on this crabs.
Fatter,
when they're huge.
Yeah.
You know, they have those bellies and
that one we
shitting
saw
everywhere.
that one we saw last year was big.
Yeah.
The one the eagle was eating.
Oh, striper.
Striper.
Yeah. Oh, you're
talking about reds.
He's talking about
fly fishing record reds.
Oh, how do you get the weight?
You can hand scale those with the certified
scale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I got you.
It's a little complicated, but you gotta do it on land for IGFA though. Like you can't do it on a floating platform
right.
of any kind. So. Anyway.
So you got to go stand on a sandbar?
Yeah, we got to go stand somewhere.
What? Why can't you do it? Why can't you land it from a kayak?
No, you can land it from a kayak. You can't
wait. Oh, right. Okay, right. Wait, it's not like you have to stay on the sandbars and fly fish until one's going by. Okay. What's the... how big is the... How heavy is the tip have to be for
that? The tippet... The what I'm looking for is 8 pounds. Yeah. And the thing about it is you're only allowed a 12-inch section of shock leader. So it goes from, you know, I think...
So his mouth is covered with...
You can mouth, put yeah.
But 60 on there or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
You, exactly, yeah, for just a leader. But that's only a foot. So the gill plate's still going to rub up on 8-pound test. Yeah,
just up high as much as you don't ever let that, like, yeah. I mean,
yeah, shallow water doesn't roll over, you're fine.
Yeah. If you could imagine
you can imagine if the fish stays upright and just gets tired. But, I mean, trying to pull on them is when you get them...
Right. You start yanking on them and start throwing their balance off. Yep.
Yeah, they start to turn, and that's when you start rolling over.
Them that hard anyway, so yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. General. Yeah, because the striper, yeah. Well, yeah, we saw a big striper. That one, yeah, the one with the eagle was a big striper. That was a 48-incher, right?
I think that's what
you said. Is that what I measured it out? And I picked it up. It was weird. It was weird being on land picking up the striper. That was like, this thing is really big. It's like, you know, and it's just like, remember at the lodge when we, you know, the flounder?
The flounder, yeah. You actually...
You don't know, as a kayaker, we can't hold a fish standing and go, oh, we got to like sit in our laps with our feet forward and go, oh, wow, okay, that's how big it is.
Just for everybody else, it's like, we're talking about a mounted...
Yeah.
It was a replica. It was up on the wall in a cabin and it's a gigantic flounder, but... Even when you're looking at it, you don't realize until you actually put it in your lap, and you're like, good God.
Yeah, you can't, we can't touch it.
This wide.
Yeah, you have to put it in our lap like we just landed it and go, okay, that's the reality of how big this thing is.
Yeah. That was funny.
That's a big one.
Because I was like, no, you got to put it in your lap. You can't tell how big it is until you put it in your lap.
I sat down and put it in my lap. I was just like, oh, absurd. Yep.
What time is it now? All right. Still got a couple
chilling.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. So yeah.
How long has it been?
I don't know how long it's been. Look, we're all looking at
it. Staring at you like moron. What are these guys doing? Figuring out when they can clock out.
Well, it's all new, and I got to figure somehow doing some kind of intro or something.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm at this level of this of Ustream, the free, you don't have a lot of, you can't do a lot of stuff. Like,
right.
But yeah, so maybe eventually maybe sponsors can come on, I'll start paying, and I can start adding up because, like, eventually, of course, like the Joe Rogan show. I mean, where you have multiple cameras and we're talking like this, we're across tables from each other, and we have, you know, and, you know, that would be really cool if we can go that far with it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this gets it done.
Yeah. People were like really happy with the first one.
I was surprised.
There's some constructive criticism too. I mean, there were some things people were like, you know, and all that is constructive. I mean,
Well, I mean, the first thing I said was like, your hat was killing me. You know, it was making me laugh too because I was like, I'm looking. I have that camera on facing towards me, so I can actually see ourselves there. So I'm looking at it, going, my hat's crooked. And then I turned it, but it turned it the opposite way. So I was like, oh, that was real bad. Yeah, so now I have my focus on it. So I was like, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
but I'm glad you didn't. There's no editing.
Yeah, live.
It's pretty funny how you just started it on me today.
Yeah.
Mid story.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's like if I can sneak it in without him knowing what I'm doing. He's thinking I'm just checking something right now. Bam, we're on.
Yeah, there we go.
Cool. Yep. All right. Anything else?
I'm glad you started it, though. This should be fun.
Yeah.
I think it should be
this
fun.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Keep it going. Especially through the winter when we got nothing going on. And then even through the spring, before you go home or all, like when we're all, you know, we come back or something like we just jump on real quick, you know, because I'm recording it. So, if somebody doesn't catch it live, they're always going to be able to come record it. Find a recording. It's always going to be on that one page. I have, you know. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Okay. So, like, how are we going to follow this and know when it's coming on live?
What do you mean?
Like, how are you going to know when it's going to come online?
Oh, I'll post it.
Okay.
Yeah, I posted it today right before you got here. I was like, going on soon. And
well, also that you put it up, you mentioned it when you put up the first one.
It was going on 6/10. Yeah, so what I'll probably do is, like, I'll mention it the day before or something like that. I'll post it up. I'll post it up and on Facebook and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep. And my Facebook goes to Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter that much, but people are starting to pick me up on Twitter and starting to move stuff around through there. It's confusing.
Yeah.
And now, dude, have you, the Google Plus?
I don't use that much either.
You don't use Gmail?
I mean, I do, but I'm not on there.
Have they, somehow I have so many YouTube pages. It's like, if I had to like come on and as soon as you had to open some new account, it confused me, whatever I did, and all of a sudden I have like another Kayak Kevin YouTube page, but it's nothing on it. You know, it's just, it gave me a page with another Google account. Like, I only have two Gmails. I don't need all this stuff.
You can't just delete it, though?
I have to go into Google Plus and figure it out. It's a whole other day of working, trying to figure that stuff out. Phew. Thanks, Google Plus. Mm-hmm. Made me all confused. But anyway.
Do you plan on fishing anytime soon?
Tog.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting this tog segment done. Right. Yeah. So I can get that without worrying about it. I really want to get that done as much as I can through the winter. So when season starts, we'll go tog fishing. I'll just have to get a couple more supplementals. Mm-hmm. So we got some good fights. I mean,
right.
The segment starts off with you and your citation. And there's multiple ones. I got a good one of him. It's funny. I'll let you see it before you leave. Yeah. I'm showing the rock. Okay, we break off, we this and that, and right. Snag. And then even if you hook one, it might break off. And it's Lee going, this is a good one. Pow! Damn! it's pow! Bam! In rhythm. And he looks away and goes, I just broke a big one off. And he stares at the camera and goes, perfect.
Awesome. Love those
fish. Yeah, so when those start up again, I start going heavy on this because I'm a little more fun with that, yeah. But then as soon as spring starts, I'm off the end, yeah. And that's what I told Aaron. I was like, yeah, we're getting good time now. It's winter time, but soon as spring comes, But you know, I have cell phone service over there, for the most part,
right.
Yeah. And she's starting to paddle some too, so she can come out on her days off and paddle around with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing I'm going to do more this year. I got to take my kids fishing and get my wife out on her boat, too.
Yep.
So.
Well, they're getting old, and they're all getting older and getting into the bug of it. They're already into it. Yep. Starting my tog fishing, coming up in spring, and then once spring starts, I'm off deep in.
Oh, yeah. That's it. He goes tog fishing like once or twice, and then he's like, man, what's the temperature? I think I'm just going to go paddle around.
Yeah.
At that point, it's just nature day. Nature day until it goes, until it happens.
Man, if I might actually try to camp out a little bit early. I don't like camping. Like March.
You don't like cold, man.
Was that? Oh, that's just saying. That's just.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just saying it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's too long. Yeah. It's saying that I don't know. I might camp out in March. That's a little cold for me.
That's cold, dude.
I don't like camping out in April.
Right.
Yeah. I have to camp out in May. So because, that's when those things start to show up a little bit. And there's black drum, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big stinky.
Yeah. Yeah. But I might. I don't know. I don't know.
So frustrated with the black drum, dude.
No. Yeah, it's only frustrating when you fish for the ones that don't bite.
On the island.
Which is on the island.
Get a
chance to fish for them up there where they bite.
Yeah, but that's a tough fishery for a kayaker because the current rips so hard. You got that short little window.
We got them real good one morning.
Yeah.
One morning.
We got them real good.
When I was by the first island, though, I mean, there was guys on the pier catching them. Like, legitimately, not snagging them, but legitimately.
They're catching them on bait way out.
No, dude.
Snake fishing?
They had a
giant clam.
Small clam. No, it was just a peeler crab.
No.
Under a bobber, and they were right up next to the rocks, and just like I was doing too, and I don't know. They liked theirs better.
Maybe it's because we move into them, and they're so sensitive to us. They spook out with us, and maybe from on the pier, stationary pier, it's away from everything. It's kind of.
It could be.
Because I know they're spooky.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, sometimes they're sensitive as hell.
Yep.
Although when they're nose down in the rocks, you can get right behind them.
One time I was out there with you, yeah.
Slide it down into his mouth.
Bumped right in the nose.
It was like in the rock.
Yeah.
The rock was out of the water. I put it on the rock, out of the water, and slid it down to him. And he went. That fight was like, whoa! Because I yanked on him and he went nuts, and then he went out, but immediately went tried to go back into the rocks again. And I had that one break me off in the rocks.
Yeah.
I had one go like right into the rocks. It was like a ledge, and he got up in there. I think this one actually I foul hooked him in the tail. So it was a bad fight anyway. So he got up in the rocks and rubbed his tail.
Yeah.
And bam, it broke off. Yep. Yeah. And I saw him later, like recovering up against the rocks with my jig in his tail.
Yeah.
And I tried to go up and like yank it out of him, but he was active. He was not like that tired.
Right.
He took off. Yeah.
Stupid things.
Yeah. I might not target him that much this year. I was just so frustrated last year with that, dude. I was almost ready to cry because I was so like, I knew I needed him, and that you can see him. That's the thing. It's like, if I didn't see him, I probably wouldn't feel this way, but like when you're staring at him, and like, you can't do anything about it.
Every single one of them is a choke. I mean,
they're all
as if you hook one, yeah. Yeah.
And then Joe goes and catches one on a freaking mole crab.
Ah.
It was 43-incher, but...
It was sheep's head vision?
It was sheep's head.
It wasn't targeting...
He wasn't,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just right up against the rocks.
When this came by.
Oh, look at that. Bam. Tiny little morsel. I'm a 40, you know, bro, how much do they weigh back? Because like, they're 50
pounds.
Because
yeah.
They're tall.
Yeah, they're I'm going to just eat this tiny thing about this big.
That says red at the bridge.
That's right, yeah.
The first time,
I called you on your birthday, and yeah.
No, this is before that. This is before that. Yeah, because it was that day.
Started with him.
It was working at the tackle shop. It was 2 weeks. Before that, a guy came in flounder fishing going, oh, just hook the red.
Yep.
Guy go, oh, just go hook the red. All right, we're going sheep's head fishing now. I'm bringing red gear. Yeah. And then he hooks one, and it takes off. And, oh, that's a red. That's a red. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I lose one.
Isn't that the one you get your rod ripped out?
Snatched away.
Ripped right out of the crate.
That was pretty bad. Okay, so he's leaving, right? So I'm still sheep's head fishing, but I have a gulp. Hanging right off the bottom in the current set of tails, right? It's in the current. So, in the rod holder, and it's in gear, you know, it's all locked in. Lee comes out to me, gives me some more mole crabs, and so he scoots up next to me. I take it out of this rod holder and put it in my vertical rod holder, which is just...
It's just a PVC tube
with zip ties on it, right? In the crate. And so he comes out to me and gives me the mole crabs. He takes off. I don't move the thing yet.
I wasn't thinking
about it. And it gets hit. Bam! And it bends over, and by the time I look at it, I'm like, whoa!
It
breaks! It just goes snap! And my rod goes shooting through the water. All I see is just water, like
bubble trail,
just like horizontally going, not like dropping. Yeah, like, not like dropping, and like, going, shoom! And I, bam, bam, bam! And then Lee was like, well, I'm gonna hang out for a little while. And I was pretty damn determined because I ended up getting one. And that was a satisfying red.
Yeah, but
that was like, gotcha.
Birthday red, that.
Yep. And then the year after, caught a birthday red. Mm-hmm. And then didn't get one the next year. It was a small one. It was one I hooked. This was weird.
I
hooked him in the side. I had a croaker, a decent-sized croaker. And this is a 32-incher.
Yeah.
32-inch red. Oh. So I had a decent-sized croaker down there, and the croaker was going, ba 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 ba, getting beat up. And so I pick up the rod. So I'm like, okay, here it goes. And then it takes off, but he hooks him in the chest. So it misses his gill, misses his mouth, misses his gills, and hooks him right in the meat of the chest.
Right.
Just in the meat. It was a pretty bad cut, but it wasn't bleeding or anything. It was just meat. And so he obviously was like beating up on it, and when he somehow took off with it, and the hook was maybe he had a tail,
and
he had to hook because he was a smaller fish. So, yeah, felt bad. I was like, oh man, that's a bad looking injury, but it wasn't like essential or anything. It was meat.
Right.
Yeah, and those things are tough. Those things are so damn tough.
I mean, the one without a tail.
Remember that one?
No, I don't.
Remember, we got a good picture of it.
Pictures of it. Mike caught one without a tail.
It's like a 20-incher from Rudy. And
it should have been like 27 or so inches by then.
It had his tail bitten off young, like really young. And
its fin had started to grow around
it.
Oh, the dorsal fin started to go
around.
Wow.
Yeah. So it had bitten up, and it was so small at that point, his tail actually grew, his dorsal grew back around it.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture.
Yeah,
it's easy to find. If I had internet, I could bring it up real quick, because it's easy to find. That's a
tailless redhead.
Yeah, yeah. But it was healthy, and he fought strong.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But those things, yeah. I mean, that one I caught this year, his gut was ripped open.
Yeah. I saw the picture of that one.
Yeah. I mean, I caught a bluefish with no guts.
You were like... holding it like this.
I didn't get that thing out of here.
Well, I've landed some fish that were, you know, sores on them, and you don't, especially at night, I've landed some fish and gone, oh man, I didn't want to even put this in the boat. You know what I mean? Like striper or something.
Striper,
you
land those things,
and you're like, oh man,
I don't want to get sick off this thing. Yeah. Get this out of here.
Yeah. All right.
I gotta order this pizza.
Did you already order?
No.
I thought you did that right there.
No.
No. I'm sorry. I thought you.
That's what I thought you left for.
Yeah, I thought you already did that.
No, I had other things to do.
All right. We'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for this. This felt like the first kind of official one for me.
Yeah.
The first one was kind of like, you know, but this one feels like.
Yeah, this was cool.
This is what I wanted to do with this. Yeah. This is exactly what I wanted to do with this. And like I said on a post, that if I'm by myself, I'll do more seminar style stuff and all that stuff. But hopefully, I'll do more of this. This is what I really want to do.
I want to see what. Your stuff too, like when it's just you and we're talking and you're talking about, you know, certain techniques and whatnot.
I have that this is all kind of came from this that I have a seminar that's already written that I have video already in place for that I do that I'm going to do here that I'll do. It's a big handling big fish out of a kayak seminar.
Right.
And yeah, but it's funny because last time I did it was last year at the show in Hampton. And I had three seminars that day, and I usually rehearse these because I try to put on a show. You know, I try not to do just talking about stuff. I really try to have things lined up, have an outline, because I have a problem with jumping and having to go back. So I make sure I cues that lead into just like doing a video. Yeah. I line up a seminar like I'm doing a story. So I have this video and stuff. And the first one that day was like. I really should have. I should have figured. I gotta go back here. But a third one, I was like, ba da ba da ba dee ba da ba dee, and I was just singing it up there, man. Yeah. So maybe I'll rehearse it before I do it on here to get it a little bit down before, because I'll be by myself too. So yep. Well, cool, man. Thank you guys. Thank you guys again.
And this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you live right down the street, so you'll be here, and that's no problem. But yeah, hopefully you get
I'll
down.
Try to get
yeah, like I said, anytime you come down, even with you come down to visit your parents and stuff like that, stop by and do an hour or something like that. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Yeah. See you next time. I'll post it up on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and on my website. And blah blah blah. Thanks. Bye. Later.
Word. That was fun.
Yeah. Good times.
Cool.
I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it too. Actually.